Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. If you are able, please stand. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you." And he said to them, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left hand, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the ten heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you, you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. So we're going to see who was paying attention earlier today. You know, it's Laity Sunday, and we're celebrating service to God and service to our churches and community, but as Bill read in the Word of God, we're also talking about choices. And it's kind of nice to have choices, right? So who was paying attention? Which one do you want? Good choice. That's the one with the chocolate. And Ron's like, "Give me my chocolate back." Choices. Pick one. Purple? Why did you pick purple? Okay, so you like purple better than light green, or you like light green less than you like purple. It's nice to have choices, isn't it? You know, when you're driving down the road and you hit that intersection, you have a choice. You go straight, you go left, right, you make a choice. It's kind of nice. You know, if you could only go one direction or pick one thing, it's kind of not fun, is it? It's kind of boring. Well, we make choices all the time. We go about our days and we make choices all the time. And we're grateful for it, but sometimes we don't make the right choices. And that's okay. I mean, we're all human. We make mistakes. We learn from our choices and so forth. But you know, sometimes we think that we choose to follow God. And it's common, you know. I mean, church is good for that. We tell you that, you know, it's wonderful when you choose to follow God and that it's a good thing to follow God and so forth. But do we really choose to follow God? Most of the time, no, we don't. It takes kicking and screaming and so forth. You know, way back whenever I started to get into ministry and stuff like that, my choice would not have been to be standing here in front of you, talking to you. I hate public speaking. I hate large crowds of people. If I'm in a room and I'm talking to a class of 10 people, that's fine. I mean, that's kind of about the size of a small party. You know, I can deal with that. But standing up in front of 60, 70, 100, not my thing. My knees shake. I get nervous. I kind of feel nauseated a little bit. Not my choice. So, at a certain point, I just would not have gone this route. Wouldn't have been mine. I would have chosen something else. But the important thing about that is that God chose. It wasn't me. I didn't have to make a choice. He chose us. He wanted us. We sang a song a little bit earlier called Chosen. It talked about all of the things that he does as we go about our daily lives that shows that he chose us. And, in light of something so simple as me making you choose a color in a bucket and asking you why you didn't choose the other one, and you said, well, I like this one more. That should be kind of like hitting you home right now. You know what? God chose all of us, each and every one of us, and he chooses every day to choose us and to want us and to try to draw us closer and nearer to him. Why? Guess what? He likes us better. Doesn't that change like your attitude towards him a little bit? I mean, sometimes we go through our days fighting, bucking, what he wants us to do. He communicates to us daily what he wants us to do, how he wants us to do it, where he wants us to go. And most of the time we're like, hey, no, I got to go to work, or I got to do this or that. And it could be something so simple. And in the theme of Laity Sunday, we also want to talk about what God has chosen us for. Eric, what has God chosen you for? Services. To record services. Ron, what has God chosen you for? To help out with the soup kitchen. Becky, what's God chosen you for? To sing in the choir. Dot, what has God chosen you for? I know, you help provide meals and funeral service to people, right? You cook a lot, you take good care of us. I know that ever since I was little, you took good care of us. James, what has God chosen you for? Stephanie, what has God chosen you for? True. There are times when, it's kind of hard for us to figure that out. We definitely need to keep our hearts and our minds open and willing and remember that it is God that chose us. One of the neat things that I found out about when I was kind of getting into or being dragged into ministry was that I always thought, hey, I'm not good at speaking in public. I'm not good at organizing my thoughts. I'm not good at doing everything that I would need to do to be out in public speaking. But it was interesting how God kind of like, I mean, it's like the old saying, if God calls you to it, he'll pull you through it. Or God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. It's true. God gives us the strength and the knowledge and the desire to do what it is that he wants as long as we're listening and as long as we're paying attention. And sometimes we need the help of others. Sometimes we need to pray and search our word to find that out. But it's always important to remember that we were chosen. And are chosen every day. So now everyone did different things. Not one of us really had the same thing. And I'm sure, the more people that we talk to, the more we'll find similarities and what we're called to do and so forth, or differences. But what do they all have in common? Well, it was God's choice. Good, good. See, you're paying attention. But what else do they have in common? I serve the Lord. What do people get out of what we have been called to do? What do people see? What do people experience? How about love? In each one of these things, whether it's taking pictures and posting them on Facebook, whether it's cooking meals, whether it's Sunday school teacher, whether it's custodian, or just picking up a wrapper from the yard as you walk by. It's showing love. It's showing the love of God that God has shown us by choosing us, and it's coming down through us and flowing out to others so that they can experience it. And we all know it's a fact that we all experience things differently. Not all of our experiences are the same. Some of us, like if we're trying to learn something, are better in not even picking up a book, but just sitting there and working it with our hands and playing with it. Some of us are better at picking up the book and reading through a set of instructions and saying, oh, yeah, I got it. We're good to go. We all experience it differently, but God has called all of us and chosen all of us to be that vessel. And it might just be at that particular time, someone needed to see someone take that nice gesture of walking over and picking that wrapper off of the ground and putting it where it belonged. It may be that someone just needed to see that picture at that time, or that they just needed to feel the love of someone cooking them a meal, or the word of a teacher. It may have been that time. Just keep in mind that God, through his Son Christ, has chosen each and every one of us for something. And it's not always going to be the same. It'll change. It may be at this moment be this, and it may at the next moment be that. But we've got to keep our hearts and our spirits and our minds open. And we've got to really listen. We've got to pray. And God will tell us exactly what we're chosen for and why we're chosen. And then it's up to us to choose to listen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we go about our days and our weeks, let us remember that as we come into contact with other people, that you have chosen us to help glorify your name, to help increase and spread your kingdom, to communicate your love for everyone. Keep us strong. Keep us on the path. When we stray, bring us back. But Lord, every day, help us to remember that we are chosen by you to be drawn to you and to glorify you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.